They called her queen, but she never wore a crown, never sat on a throne, never ruled from a palace or dictated from scrolls sealed in wax. She ruled from the ridge, from the shadows of the forest, from the sacred silence of the Blue Mountains. Because Queen Nanny was not born to sit above her people. She was born to rise with them. This insight is about how one woman led not by titles, but by presence. Not with opulence, but with oracles. Not from a throne made of gold, but from a mountain that could not be moved. Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you She Never Had a Throne, Only a Mountain. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. Let's go back to when leadership was defined by crowns, by powdered wigs and courtrooms, by scepters and estates. The British had their monarchs. Their empire was marked with symbols, flags, seals, portraits in gilt frames. And then there was Nanny. No flag, no scepter, no portrait, just a woman in red, guiding barefoot warriors through mist, planting fire in the forest floor, communing with spirit and strategy alike. She didn't sit on thrones. She climbed mountains. And from there, she saw everything. The mountain was more than elevation. It was position. It was protection. It was a spiritual altar rising into the sky. The Blue Mountains gave Nanny what no throne ever could: perspective, silence, vision. From up there, she could read the forest like scripture. She could feel enemy movement in the way the birds scattered. She could see smoke curling from distant British camps and prepare accordingly. No need for spies. The mountain spoke, and she listened. She built her stronghold, Nanny Town, on that mountain ridge. And she did so with intention, because she understood something empires forget. Power doesn't flow from the top down. It rises from the land. And her land was sacred. There are no paintings of her seated in a chair. There are no statues of her looking down on others. Because she didn't elevate herself. She elevated her people. She taught them how to live without chains. How to grow in hiding. How to disappear and reappear like wind. She didn't lead by command. She led by conviction. And when she walked among them, she walked as one of them. But when she stood atop the mountain, they saw what she truly was. Not a queen of gold, but a guardian of soil. Here's the thing. The British wanted her to want a throne, because that's how they understood power. They believed everyone could be bribed, given land, given a title, given a ceremony in exchange for submission. But Nanny wanted none of that. She wanted sovereignty. And the kind of sovereignty she practiced couldn't be written in ink. It was carved in stone, etched in drumbeats, protected by fog and fire and faith. She wasn't trying to become royalty. She was trying to preserve a people. And in doing so, she became something more than a queen. She became a symbol of freedom unbought, an emblem of leadership that cannot be domesticated. Let's talk legacy. Most leaders are remembered by the things they built: palaces, statues, inscriptions. Nanny is remembered through mountains. Nanny Town may have been abandoned after its fall, but the land remembers. The soil still holds her footsteps. The wind still carries her name. The rivers still part in the places she prayed. No gold required, just reverence. If you travel to the Blue Mountains today, some elders will still take you to the ledge. They'll say, "She stood here." And when you stand there yourself, if you listen close enough, you'll feel it. A pull, not downward, upward. As if the mountain itself is asking you to rise. So what does this teach us? That real leadership doesn't demand hierarchy. It demands height of vision. That you don't need a crown to carry power. You don't need a throne to lead. You don't need applause to make history. You just need clarity, conviction, connection, and the willingness to stand in the storm with no title, just a red cloth and a mountain behind you. Nanny led like the land, quietly, firmly, unchangeably. And when the empire sent its armies, she didn't kneel. She stood higher, always higher,